In the heart of Vietnam, amid war, persecution, and despair, one Catholic bishop stood as a radiant beacon of hope. His name was Francis Xavier Nguyen Van Thuan, a man whose faith was unshakable, whose courage transformed suffering into testimony, and whose legacy continues to inspire Catholics around the world today. Born in 1928 in Hue, Vietnam, Francis Xavier grew up in a devout Catholic family. From an early age, he desired to serve God and his people. Ordained a priest at just 25, he became a dedicated pastor, filled with joy and zeal. His faith and leadership would lead him to be appointed as Archbishop of Saigon in 1975, and at a time when Vietnam was entering a period of immense darkness. Only days after his appointment, the communist regime took control. Bishop Van Thuan was arrested without trial and accused of being a danger to the state. He would spend 13 years in prison, 9 of them in solitary confinement. But behind prison walls, his faith burned brighter than ever. In his loneliness, he found strength in prayer. He once said, "I will not wait. I will live the present moment, filling it with love." Even in captivity, Van Thuan transformed suffering into a mission. He secretly wrote messages of encouragement on scraps of paper, which friends smuggled out. Those reflections would later become the book, The Road of Hope, a spiritual classic that continues to touch hearts worldwide. In the darkness of his cell, he longed for the Eucharist. Risking punishment, he collected drops of wine and crumbs of bread, consecrating them in the palm of his hand. For him, prison became a cathedral and his chains a chalice. He said, "With the Eucharist, I could face everything. With the Eucharist, I could unite myself with Christ, even behind bars." Such was the courage of a shepherd who refused to abandon his flock, even when separated from them. After his release in 1988, Francis Xavier was eventually exiled from his homeland. But exile did not silence him. Instead, it gave him a global voice. In Rome, he worked tirelessly for the Universal Church, appointed by Pope St. John Paul II as president of the Pontifical Council for Justice and Peace. His testimony of hope captivated thousands. His words were simple, yet profound. "The greatest failure in life is to lose hope." Despite years of hardship, Van Thuan radiated peace and joy. His secret? Trust in God. "If you believe in God's love," he once said, "you will see that everything in life is meaningful." His life became a living gospel, teaching the world that even in the darkest night, the light of Christ cannot be extinguished. Today, Francis Xavier Nguyen Van Thuan is remembered not as a prisoner, but as a witness of hope. His cause for canonization is underway, and the church recognizes him as venerable. From the hidden cell of a Vietnamese prison to the heart of the Universal Church, his life proclaims one eternal truth. Only one moment exists for you in all its beauty, and that is the present moment. Live it in love. May his courage, his faith, and his witness inspire us to carry our own crosses with hope and to see Christ shining, even in the darkest hours. Venerable Francis Xavier Nguyen Van Thuan, pray for us.